Mountain Top, Letterkenny.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has accused the government of providing postcode healthcare. There are calls on relevant authorities to have a more effective traffic management plan in place while future resurfacing works are being carried out in Donegal. Investigations are ongoing after a quantity of drugs was seized by Gardaí in Letterkenny over the weekend. And a Donegal town woman has appeared in court charged with the theft of money totalling €760,000 from the County Donegal Education Centre in Donegal Town. Those stories you follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first news, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has accused the government of providing postcode healthcare. He tabled a dull debate with the Minister for Health this afternoon over what he says is an escalating crisis within diabetes care services in the North West. Recent figures revealed that adults with type 1 diabetes wait up to a year for a routine appointment and up to 2 years for recall appointments. Speaking in the Dáil today, Deputy Doherty also expressed the growing frustration over lack of progress in providing the region with a dedicated centre of excellence. He told Minister Jim Daly that the people of the North West are now standing up and demanding that the government take action.
The question is, why are the patients of the North West, in your eyes, less entitled to these services than are their counterparts in the rest of the state? Because let's call this what it is, Minister. This is postcode healthcare, where the people of the Donegal and the North West region are made to feel grateful for the little services that they're offered to them and that they should be happy with their lot. But they're not. They're not happy and they're standing up and they're demanding that this government take action, that they provide the centre of excellence, that they provide the additional full-time endocrinologist, that they ensure that the second post in Sligo is there, that they ensure that the investment is made in pump therapy and in the other areas of diabetes services that are required for patients in the North West. This is about saving lives. This is about improved healthcare outcomes. It is also about saving financial resources for the HSC. So what action are you, Minister, going to take? The floor is now yours, and I'm demanding on you to respond in the positive to the fact that people are waiting for 2 years for a recall appointment in my home county, and it is unacceptable on any level for them to have to wait that length of time. Like, there is nothing here in what you've said that gives me any type of reassurance that the people that I'm dealing with on a day-in, day-out basis in Donegal, that they are going to get recalled anytime sooner than 2 years. If this was my son or daughter, if it was my wife, just imagine, because you live in a certain part of the country, that you're going to have worse care and therefore worse outcomes in managing a disease which is very manageable.
There are 10 other active legal cases similar to Vicky Phelan's on the records of the State Claims Agency. An Oireachtas committee is questioning HSE and Department of Health officials over the cervical check scandal. Sean Defoe has more.
At the committee this afternoon, HSE boss Tony O'Brien addressed the issue, saying he takes the events at cervical check as a personal blow.
Given that I started my own career in the public service in breast check, the recent events are indeed a personal blow to me.
Tracy Conroy from the Department of Health also revealed that more cases similar to Vicky Phelan's are the subject of legal action.
So legal proceedings have commenced in 6 cases involving cervical check and the audit process. They have received solicitors' correspondence in relation to a further 4 cases, and they're also aware of one further case which they estimate is likely to give rise to a claim.
Officials said that the examination of the possible 1,500 extra cases that were identified yesterday should reveal how many women might have had false negatives in the next week or two, though they couldn't say exactly when and couldn't say how many there might be. HSE boss Tony O'Brien has indicated he won't resign from his post ahead of his plan to step down in the summer. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Investigations are ongoing after a quantity of drugs was seized by Gardaí in Letterkenny over the weekend. At approximately 12 p.m. on Sunday, a search was carried out at a premises in the Solomon's Court area of the town with a quantity of cocaine and cannabis seized by Gardaí. A man in his 20s has been arrested. Former councillor and anti-drugs campaigner PJ Blake, while welcoming this latest operation, says the unfortunate reality is that there is a large amount of drugs still in circulation and Gardaí need to be provided with the adequate resources to combat this.
If they were afforded the time and the resources to do the job, they've proved in the past that they're well capable of dealing with this problem, which is very, very serious.
And indeed, if there was more resources, we would hear more and more about this. And it is positive, even with their limited resources, that we are hearing about these drug seizures.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, but as I said before, the time and the resources is vital in this particular operation, or in any operation, indeed, to do with drugs.
And it's designed to those who are in possession of these drugs that the Gardaí are taking an active approach to this?
Well, they are, surely, but the sad part about it, that down our streets and our towns and our county is inundated with the stuff.
There are calls on relevant authorities to have a more effective traffic management plan in place while future resurfacing works are being carried out in Donegal. It follows what's been described as unprecedented traffic congestion on the main bridge end to Burnfoot Road in recent days while work is being carried out there. The resurfacing work on the slab road in Burt is due to be complete by this evening, but it has caused significant delays in the area. However, Cathaoirleach and Inishowen Municipal District Councillor Jack Murray is confident that lessons will be learnt.
Obviously, a lot of people were very annoyed, very frustrated, and they contacted me regularly asking this would better manage. I've spoken to the local roads engineer, and he's assured me that he's going to request that a Garda will be available this evening to direct traffic and hopefully allow people to get out at the slab road junction of Burt Chapel much quicker. That should ease problems. And I've also been assured that in future, any works or any diversions to go along the slab road will have greater traffic management in place, and that this type of the traffic backlog will be avoided in future.
For those who may not be familiar with this area, were there any other alternative routes that could have been used or suggested in this instance?
It really is the main road. Now, other people have maybe been familiar with it. They could have went in, maybe, if you're going from Wolf, you could have went in over through Derry. But really, if you're going from O'Crana to Letterkenny, there's only really two routes up through Bridge End or through the slab road without taking a complete detour. So it's very unfortunate that so much traffic had to get directed along the slab road. And the particular problem is the junction. The road's wide enough, and just the junction at Burt Chapel is quite difficult to get out if you're turning right towards Letterkenny. So that's the problem that needs to be addressed. We need either traffic light system put in place there or a Garda to be placed there to direct traffic out to allow people to get out much smoother.
A Donegal town woman has appeared in court charged with the theft of money totalling €760,000 from the County Donegal Education Centre in Quay Street, Donegal Town. 45-year-old Tara Sweeney of the Glebe Donegal Town is charged with 45 counts of theft during a six-year period from June 2009 to June 2015. Trish Lafferty reports.
Garda Kieran O'Brien gave evidence of the arrest charge and caution of the defendant in Donegal Town this morning. The defendant made no reply when charged. Inspector Dennis Joyce said the DPP had consented to a return to trial to the next sitting of the Circuit Court on every count of theft. The defendant, who lives in Donegal Town with her son and her mother, was released on bail on condition that she surrenders her passport. The defendant was also asked to sign on at Donegal Town from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and was not to interfere with witnesses. The defendant was remanded on bail to June 6th for service of the book of evidence.
The security alert in Derry has now ended as it has been confirmed to be an elaborate hoax. A number of residents were evacuated from their homes earlier today as army bomb experts attended the scene in the Drumleck Drive area to carry out a technical examination of a suspicious object. Speaking from the scene earlier today, local councillor Conor McCauley slammed those responsible.
The problem with this specific area that we're in is that this is where a lot of elderly and vulnerable residents live. A lot of these people have carers that come in the morning. They come between 8 and 9 in the morning to get them ready for the day. This suspect device was found at about 8:15 this morning. So carers could actually get into the homes to get people ready for the day. So what's actually happened is the community workers, local youth workers, have had to go up to these residents and literally dress these people and get them ready for the day to get them out to either their family homes or get them to the resource centre or get them to wherever they were going today.
Unfortunately, this area, like so many others in Derry, has been subject to other security alerts in the past.
It has. This is something that's been ongoing in this area, and it should be condemned by all. We don't know who are carrying out these attacks, and we just want to make sure that these attacks stop in our community.
Gardaí are continuing to question a 32-year-old man in connection with the death of a woman in Sligo. The body of Natalia Karachim was discovered in the outskirts of the town yesterday morning. Paul Quinn reports from Sligo.
Natalia Karachin was originally from Poland but had been living in Sligo for a number of years. The mother of three young boys was last seen in the early hours of Sunday morning close to her home in Crozon. Her body was discovered yesterday morning in the Holywell Road area just outside the town, and a post-mortem was carried out late last night. Gardaí say the cause of her death has not been revealed for operational reasons, but they are treating it as murder. A 32-year-old man arrested in connection with the investigation is still being held in custody this afternoon. It's understood Gardaí will decide later whether to release the man or formally charge him. Paul Quinn in Sligo.
Serious questions are being asked of Irish Water after Inishowen suffered a significant number of water outages in recent days. In the past week alone, there have been five reports of burst pipes in Malin Head, while three instances in Uris. The peninsula is prone to frequent bursts at this time of year, owing to an increase in water usage by tourists. The utility had pledged to fix the issues, but have so far failed to do so. Local councillor Martin McDermott says the problem is only going to get worse unless Irish Water step in.
They've made a lot of promises that upgrades would happen. The likes of the Malin Head upgrade from Albury to Bree was meant to be done over the last couple of years, and they have started test holes, but it's now quarter three of this year before that pipe goes on, which I found out yesterday. And I don't think that's totally unacceptable. It's unacceptable for the people living in the likes of Malin Head, the likes of Uris, and especially up here in North Inishowen, where an irregular occurrence in the summertime, especially coming into May, June time, this is a regular occurrence, bust water pipes on a regular basis and people without water on a regular basis.
Now, the fact that it has happened just at the beginning of May, do you foresee it getting worse as the summer goes on with more tourists coming into the area and so on?
Absolutely. I think Irish Water seriously have to look at you know, the level of service that they're giving to customers here, and look at how they can fast forward the upgrade of piping, and especially here in North Inishowen, because the Clamanny area, the Uris area, and the Malin area, and the Glenealy area are areas that have been affected very, very badly over the last couple of years with bust water mains. And, you know, both the Glenealy area and the Malin area, as I said, you know, earlier, we're getting new pipes this year, but I say it's put back to quarter three now of 2018. And I say that's not acceptable.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive May Day sale starting Thursday.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer, and Liverpool supporters have been urged not to walk to Roma's stadium ahead of their Champions League semi-final second leg tonight. They've been told to use a shuttle bus service instead as part of measures to try to avoid a repeat of clashes ahead of the first match at Anfield. Jurgen Klopp's side are 5-2 up from that game, and the manager knows that the job is not done yet.
If Rome wins 3-0 or higher, then congratulations, go to the final. That's the sport. I'm not here, and I don't think that we are through, but I don't think that we are in a bad situation. We're in a better situation than I could have imagined before the game. That's the truth.
Kick-off time to the game tonight is 7:45. There have been more changes at Scottish Premiership side Rangers today. Board members Paul Murray and Barry Scott have both resigned a day after Graham Murdy was sacked as manager of the Ibrox club. Former England and Liverpool captain Stephen Gerrard says he'll hold further talks about becoming their next boss tomorrow. In the Ulster Senior League, there's a derby match tonight as Letterkenny Rovers host Bunnygee United. That's at the Aura Centre in Letterkenny with a kick-off time of 7:15. Rovers are looking to chase down the top two. They currently trail Fannage United by 4 points and are 10 points behind the leaders Cockhill Celtic, but they do have a number of games in hand. In the Donegal League Division 1, Orchard FC are taking on Castlefin Celtic tonight. That one's at the Community Centre, starts at 6:30. In Gaelic Games, the Ulster Championship starts on Sunday week, the 13th of May, with Donegal hosting Cavan at McCool Park. Martin Riley knows the trip to Ballybuffet will be a tough one, and he feels Cavan are going into the Championship in a positive manner after gaining promotion back to Division 1 in the league. Darragh McVitie will not feature in the preliminary round clash for the Breffni men after he picked up a hamstring tear in the league final defeat to Roscommon. Riley, who hails from the Kilgarry club, says Cavan are ready for Championship battle.
We're very much looking forward to it now, and we've been training hard all year, and over the last couple of weeks since the league. So all's going well and looking forward to the game. I haven't played up in Ballybuffet in a championship game, so kind of not 100% sure what to expect, but by all accounts it's a very place, a very tough place to go, and I suppose Donegal's record would show that it's a tough place to go. Donegal are rated very highly. I suppose last year in Division 1 they beat us convincingly, so we know they're a very good team.
And you can hear more from Kevin Mann, Martin Riley in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Mayo manager Stephen Rochford has ruled former Player of the Year Lee Keegan out of their Connacht Senior Football Championship opener against Galway. The four-time All-Star had surgery on his dislocated shoulder, and Rochford says the quarter-final on Sunday week will come around too quick.
26 weeks ago since he had a procedure, so you know he's back doing his bits of running and doing a bit of skill work, but you know he's not up to anywhere near contact yet. So you know, hopefully we give him reason to be part of a kind of championship game, but you know it won't be against Galway.
There's better news for Mayo with captain Killian O'Connor, who is close to returning to full training after he suffered a hamstring injury earlier in the season. On to cricket, and it's been another good day for the North West Warriors in the interprovincial opener in Dublin. They finished up their first innings earlier today on 509 for the loss of 9, declaring in the 137th over. Niall O'Brien with 165 and Stuart Thompson with 148. In reply a short time ago, Leinster were 170 for the loss of 3. They will of course be playing tomorrow Wednesday as well. In snooker, Mark Allen is out of the World Championship. The Ulster man claimed just one frame from this afternoon's session as he lost his quarter-final 13-6 to Kyron Wilson. On the other table, Mark Williams leads Ali Carter by 8-6. Earlier, John Higgins fought back from 5-3 down to level his match at 8-8 with Judd Trump. They'll resume at 7, and that will be the championship's only evening session, because Barry Hawkins wrapped up his game with a 13-5 win over the number 3 seed Ding Jiwei this morning. Finally, in rugby, Stuart Olding and Paddy Jackson look set to relaunch their careers at Sale Sharks. The former Ulster and Ireland players had their provincial contracts revoked last month. And Ian Henderson looks set to miss Ulster's Champions Cup qualification playoff against the Ospreys. The Ireland forward picked up a knee injury in last Saturday's draw against Munster in the Pro 14 clash. That's it, Michaela. We'll be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning after 8. And Tom Comack will have this evening's GA programme with the usual throw-in time of 8:30.
Thanks, Oisin. A Donegal deputy has expressed concern over a large number of people waiting for approval in home help hours in the northwest region. It's emerged that 266 older people and their families in the region are waiting on approval, while nationally the figure is 6,172. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says it's clear that the system is not working fast enough to meet demand. He believes investment from government would not only solve the issue, but would save the state money in the long run.
I would guesstimate that there's over 50 in Donegal waiting on packages, and of course all of this is a matter of funding. I am most anxious that both Ministers Harris and Daly would deal with this immediately, because from an economic point of view it's a good value for money. There are so many people in hospital at the moment that are medically discharged but cannot be physically discharged until the home care package is in place, and the cost of this is a fraction of what it costs to keep one in the hospital or in a nursing unit.
So while you're calling for this investment from the government, it would save the state money in the long run effectively.
There's no doubt about that. It's very clear when one looks at the figures that it would save money, and in addition to that, these people and their families are anxious to have their loved ones at home where they can care for them in their own environment. And if there has to be more joined up thinking between the hospitals and the HSC home care section who deal with this, but it's no reflection on those who are administering this in Donegal or in the Northwest. It's a question of finding the necessary money.
The Housing Minister has moved to reassure homeowners in Donegal affected by mica of his commitment to providing a solution. A Sinn Féin delegation met with Minister Damien English last evening, where he acknowledged the frustration of the families amid the ongoing delays in initiating a redress scheme. Donegal Senator Patrick McLaughlin, who was present at the meeting, says Minister English has once again committed to providing those affected by the de facto block issue in Donegal with a solution similar to that provided to homeowners affected by pyrite.
The Minister has again assured us that he is committed to a solution similar to the solution for the families affected by pyrite in Dublin and North Leinster. And that's crucial for us, that the families that will be listening in will be assured again by the Minister that there's going to be a solution for them in the near future. The various hurdles are, according to the Minister, almost cleared. And then we get to the stage then where we need to make people's homes safe and let them get on with their lives and move forward.
The Disclosures Tribunal has heard that the former head of Garda Press was difficult and was bitter about being moved from the press office. The Tribunal is currently investigating allegations by David Taylor that he was instructed by Garda management to brief the media negatively about Morris McCabe. Juliet Gash reports.
In its final segment, the Tribunal is focusing on an alleged smear campaign by senior Gardaí against Morris McCabe. This afternoon, Superintendent John Ferris, who worked at the Garda press office for 10 years, some of those under Dave Taylor, said he found him difficult. At first they shared an office, and then Inspector Ferris described finding his own desk overturned and in three pieces one day, after which he moved to another office. Asked if he ever heard Superintendent Taylor briefing a journalist about Morris McCabe, Superintendent Ferris said no, that he had no knowledge of an alleged campaign, no part in it, and instructed nobody on it. Earlier, retired Superintendent Paul Moran, who replaced Dave Taylor as Garda press officer, said he deduced the superintendent was bitter about being moved on from the job. The tribunal resumes on Friday. Juliet Gash at Dublin Castle.
For weather now, a bright evening with some sunshine and scattered showers. West to northwest winds will be moderate to fresh and gusty for a time, with lowest temperatures tonight of 4 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty has accused the government of providing post-court healthcare. He tabled a dull debate with the Minister for Health this afternoon over what he says is an escalating crisis within diabetes care services in the northwest. Investigations are ongoing after a quantity of drugs was seized by Gardaí in Letterkenny over the weekend. At approximately 12 p.m. on Sunday, a search was carried out at a premises in the Solomon's Court area of the town, with a quantity of cocaine and cannabis seized by Gardaí. A Donegal town woman has appeared in court charged with the theft of money totalling €760,000 from the County Donegal Education Centre in Key Street, Donegal Town. 45-year-old Tara Sweeney of the Glebe Donegal Town is charged with 45 counts of theft during a six-year period from June 2009 to June 2015. And the security alert in Derry has now ended, as it has been confirmed to be an elaborate hoax. A number of residents were evacuated from their homes earlier today as army bomb experts attended the scene in the Drumleck Drive area to carry out a technical examination of a suspicious object. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, May the 2nd. The death has occurred of John Bonner, number 4 with the Weavers, Ballybofey, formerly of Falcara. Remains are reposing at his home this evening from 6 o'clock until rosary at 10 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers if so desired to Amy Lloyd-Osis, care of any family member. The house is private at the request of the deceased. Family and friends welcome. The death has taken place of Jim McGuigan in Coventry, England, formerly Isle of Doe, Clonmany. Remains will arrive at the Bridge End border at approximately 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Hugh Melly, Mina Guyon, Letchermack Award. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 10 o'clock and tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Friday in St. Bridget's Church, Letchermack Award at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time only from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and also private on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of David Meehan, the Glebe Rasheen Road, Killybegs, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at his residence. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock at funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Fishermen's Mission UK, care of any family member. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. And the death has occurred of Tony O'Callaghan, The Hill, Killybegs, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at his residence with removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Killybegs Community Hospital. House private before the funeral tomorrow, please.